Last half hour, we shared the story out of New Jersey about a bus driver there who was on his cell phone when he hit a lamppost that fell onto a stroller. Inside the stroller, an eight-month-old little girl that eventually lost her life because of the injuries that she suffered because of that accident. Well, now we head to Spain. The driver of that Spanish train that derailed and killed 79 people, he was talking on the phone when the train flew off a tight curve, according to court documents.
Jeez.
In the moments before the derailment, Garzón received a call on his work phone from Spain's national train company, court documents show. The call was to inform Garzón of the route that he needed to take. The court said Garzón was talking to train company personnel and, based on black box data recorders, appeared to be consulting a paper document at the time of the derailment. So he didn't place the call. The call was placed to him.
Right.
He did, I guess, the right thing in answering
the
call.
This is kind
of
was a business call then.
Yes.
Right.
But when you're traveling at about 119 miles per hour heading into a curve, maybe you let the phone ring.
Well, yeah, but still, what I'd like to have answered is the story we heard initially, though, that he got the light on that says, hey, you're going too fast for conditions. And supposedly he responded, okay, I see that. Why then didn't he reduce speed?
Yeah, black box data recorders also showed Garzón had been driving the train as fast as 119 miles per hour, seconds before the brakes were activated and the derailment happened. Garzón is suspected of driving the train at more than twice the posted speed limit through the outskirts of the Spanish city of Santiago. The estimated speed of the train when it derailed was about 95 miles per hour.
Jeez.
That's according to black box data recorder information showing that. Double the speed it should have been going. The chairman of the National Railway Company said drivers are required to disconnect their private phones while on the job. Landlines are recommended for safe communications, and corporate phones are allowed exclusively for instructions. And he did take it. It was for instructions.
Right.
But maybe an ill-timed phone call.
Mm-hmm.
And not that the train company knew exactly what was about to happen.
Right.
Calling with instructions. This is the route you need to take. He's on the phone, maybe not realizing his speed, although when you're going that fast,
you
know you're going way too fast.
You've got to feel, and the people on the train realize it's going fast. So a guy that's a veteran engineer certainly should know that. Plus, like I said, it goes back to the question of the little light goes on. Hey, you're going too fast. He responds to it. Don't you slow down then?
You would think so.
Yeah.
This story from CNN.com, speaking of traveling, their job is to keep air travelers safe in the wake of the September 11th, 2001 attacks. But just how good of a job are they doing? A new government report says misconduct by TSA workers has increased more than 26% in the last 3 years.
Oh, geez.
Some of the most serious violations include employees sleeping on the job, letting family and friends go without being screened, leaving work without permission, and stealing from passengers.
Oh, man.
The Government Accountability Office report released this week says more than 9,000 cases of misconduct were documented over a three-year span. 3,000 per year if you break it down. More than 1,900 of the incidents were deemed significant enough to be possible security threats.
So maybe TSA should do a better job of screening their screeners to make sure they've got better quality people working there.
Yes. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, it is.
And one representative says there's not even a way to properly report some of the offenses, so this may just be the tip of the iceberg of some of the offenses. Yikes.
Now, are these happening at mostly major
all
reports?
All over the country.
All over.
Jeez. The report also details thefts by 56 screeners. Former TSA employees Persad said Devon Webb pleaded guilty last year to stealing $40,000 from a checked bag at New York's JFK.
Jeez.
In 2011, an officer pleaded guilty in U.S. District Court in Newark. He admitted that for nearly a year, he stole between $10,000 and $30,000 in cash from travelers as they passed through security checkpoints. Awesome. That's just two instances.
Yeah.
There's 54 others of thefts.
Man.
Yikes.
Like I said, there's very good people involved in the TSA, but they've got to do a better job of trying to get the right people because it's such an important position.
Now, the union representing the screeners argues that the numbers show a majority of them are doing a great job. If you look at a population size of a small city, say 56,000 people in this workforce, and the numbers then on an annual basis are then really, really small. Still ridiculous.
Yeah,
that's
just it,
though. I don't care how small it is. As you're traveling, the people entrusted with your safety, you put trust in them to make sure you're going to be safe. Oh, yeah, and that everything you bring to the airport, you're going to get back.
That, yeah, that's kind of what we call trust. You just expect it. It should be a given. But after you read this report, it's not.
The government report calls on the TSA to improve how they monitor allegations of misconduct and how they follow up after investigations. The TSA told CNN it is already working to implement the recommendations. Well, good. It shouldn't have gotten to this point.
No, but, we talk about things falling through the cracks. Here's another example. But it's not, unfortunately, the first time we've heard this.
The San Diego City Council unanimously agreed yesterday to sue embattled Mayor Bob Filner to recover any costs from a sexual harassment lawsuit filed against the city and Filner by his former communications director. The city's attorney office said the council will ask a court to require Filner to pay all damages and attorney fees if he and the city are found liable in the lawsuit filed by his former communications director, Irene McCormick Jackson. The council voted 9-0 last night to deny the funds to Filner for a lawsuit filed by McCormick Jackson, one of 8 women who have come forward recently with allegations of unwanted sexual advances from Filner. Well, maybe he just thought they were wanted. Earlier in the day, the council made a similar move, voting 9-0 in a closed session to require that Filner pay any costs incurred by any sexual harassment suit. 7 of 9 city council members have urged Filner to resign, ensuring stiff opposition to paying his legal expenses.
Yeah, and I think that was a smart vote. I mean, yeah, why should the city pay for what he did?
Do you realize that Bob Filner is 70 years old?
Yes, he is.
He's 70 years old.
He doesn't look like it, but yeah, he is.
And he's still trying to get with the ladies?
Yes, he is. He thinks he's a ladies' man.
At that age?
Well, 70 is not, on the surface it sounds old, but it's not that old.
Listen, I hope when I'm 70, I've still got the get up and go.
You will.
Like Filner does.
There's a lot of people that are 70 that still have the get up and go.
I don't hope that I treat women the way he
does.
Well,
yes, for sure.
But I just hope I've got the get up and go like Filner does.
I said, you will.
I didn't realize he was 70.
Yeah, no, he is.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Wiener and Filner for president in 2016.
What a ticket.
Yeah. Let's make it happen.